Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to A Slob Comes Clean, the podcast. I'm Dana White. I blog almost every day as Noni over at aslobcomesclean.com. To get the show notes for this podcast, which will have links to the posts that I mention or just different things that I talk about, you can go to aslobcomesclean.com/podcasts with an S and click on podcast number 64. This is podcast number 64, and I'm going to talk about my thoughts on hiring someone to clean your home. But before we do that, I'm going to just thank you so much, those of you who have sent me emails or messages asking when I was going to be back to podcasting. This is the beginning of season three. Not that I ever called season one and two season one and two, but this is my third school year to start podcasting. I took the summer off to be with my family because I didn't want to be half mom and half blogger. I needed to be all mom. So took it off. It was great for my family, for me mentally, but I'm also really excited to get back. And I appreciate those of you who have sent me emails. I went to a podcasting conference in July. Actually, it was very end of July, beginning of August. And, you know, it's easy to kind of start thinking, oh my goodness, I do everything wrong because, you know, I don't have music at the beginning of my podcast. I don't edit. You know, people record their podcasts months in advance and schedule them all out. And I am basically, I record it and then I don't even listen and I upload it and release it that day. But anyway, I appreciate the kind words from those of y'all who have sent me, you know, I just had somebody today say, thank you so much for not having music at the beginning. And that just made me feel better because, you know, sometimes you start to think, oh, maybe I should do things better or not at all. If you do have suggestions or subjects that you would like for me to talk about in my podcast, please feel free to email me at aslobcomesclean@gmail.com. Okay, so I'm going to talk about hiring someone to clean your home. Here's the little story background. I've written about this on my blog before, and it is surprisingly one of the most commented and shared posts that I have because evidently this subject gets people a little bit riled up. So, but the story behind it is I was having lunch with my best friend. It's been about a year or so, a little over a year. And she just randomly brought up, so do you think you'll ever be able to justify having a maid? Well, I thought she was talking about, you know, because my blog is about cleaning and the kind of the strangeness there that there would be if I had a maid. But she was surprised at how passionate I was about the subject of having a maid. And so later, and if maid is not the politically correct term, which I've been told it's a fine term, but if it's not, I'm sorry, I apologize. But unlike blog posts where I can go back and edit everything, sometimes my brain just talks faster than I think. So anyway, but as far as having a cleaning person, she, a few minutes later, she told me, she said, okay, let me explain why I brought this subject up. Her husband owns a company. He works from home and he wanted her to do some work for the company. He wanted her to take on a job. And she, when he said that, said, to him, okay, well, maybe that could justify me getting some hiring someone to clean the house. And her husband's response when she, you know, responded that way to taking on this job was, you should go ahead and hire someone to clean the house. He said, whether you do this job or not, hire someone to clean the house because we can afford it. So she had the financial ability to do this. She had, you know, her husband's agreement that this would be something good to do. And yet she did not run out of her house. Why would she run out of her house? I don't know. Anyway, she did not run to the telephone and or pull the telephone out of her pocket or whatever we do in 2015. Anyway, she did not grab her phone and call someone to get them to come and clean her house the next day. And her only reason was guilt. She felt strange. She felt like she should be able to do this. So let me share my thoughts on this subject. Okay. First of all, it's idealism. Well, okay. So the number one thing that keeps you from having someone clean your house, which is the thing keeping me from having someone clean my house, is that you can't afford it. And that's a legitimate reason. Okay. I mean, obviously this is something that I can do. I can clean my own house. Yes, it's a struggle for me, but if I don't have the money, then obviously I'm going to clean my own house. No big deal. But if the reason, if you have the money, and yet the reason to not hire someone to clean your house is just this idea that I shouldn't hire somebody, I should just be able to do this, then that's where you're getting into letting idealism keep you from actually getting things done. Like, idealism is great as long as it's the kind of idealism that you actually follow through with. But if it's idealism, meaning it's an idea that this is what should be wonderful, and that idea is somehow keeping me from getting anything done, then that idealism is a bad thing. Okay. I mean, I've talked about this before, you know, when it comes to, you know, just all sorts of things that you think, well, I should be able to do this. But if the fact is that it's not getting done, then saying that you should be able to do it is not helping. Instead, figure out what it takes to get it done. So hiring someone to clean the house, there is nothing wrong with that. I don't know how, and I'm going to be very U.S. centric here because I don't think this is the case all over the world. I'd love to hear from those of you who don't live in the U.S. what your experiences and your culture, you know, how they feel about this subject. But for some reason, it has somehow become like an embarrassing thing to have a maid. Not for everybody, but it somehow has. When my husband turned 40, which has been quite a while ago now, I threw a huge party for him, invited everybody he'd ever known in his whole entire life, basically. And he, anyway, so the last day I had sent my kids to my mother's house. She was going to bring them with her, and I was going to cook all day long. And so I hired someone to come in and do just a last minute thorough cleaning. Okay. Like, I had, everything was decluttered. Everything was picked up. I just needed someone to come in and, you know, vacuum and mop and dust and all that kind of stuff. And so I started asking around and found out that a lot of people that I knew, like way more than I ever thought, had somebody who came in and cleaned their house. Just recently, a friend and I were talking about this subject, and she was very embarrassed to admit, not that I made her admit or anything like that, but, you know, she admitted and was embarrassed about it that she hires someone to clean her house. I don't know where this strange stigma has come in to our society to make it seem like there's something wrong with hiring someone to clean your house. Okay. So here's why I think it's perfectly fine to have someone to clean your house. Okay. First of all, if you can afford it, and if it's not something you love and enjoy doing and love keeping up with on your own, and it is a source of stress for you, hire it out, okay? Because number one, it's going to relieve stress from you. It's going to relieve stress from your marriage. I lived in Thailand for 2 years. Those 2 years, I had a maid. The second year that I was there, I had roommates, okay? It was the best roommate situation I have ever been in. They were great girls. We had a great time together, but I honestly attribute the harmony of that living situation to the fact that we had a cleaning person who came in once a week. And I think it was once a week. I don't remember. Anyway, whenever it was, this cleaning person came in. And so there's just a tension that happens when people live together over who's going to clean the bathroom or, oh my goodness, yes, I'm going to clean this, but did you really have to get it that dirty or, you know, whatever. There's just a natural tension that happens as you either clean it yourself and wish that the other person was doing it, or you watch it get dirty thinking, when are they going to notice that? All that kind of stuff that goes on, and that little cleaning is a tension between people who live together. So, you know, if it can take that stress out of your marriage and you can afford it, then you should do it. Because, you know, another thing from living in Thailand is I was told by several people that it is considered rude to not have a maid if you can afford to have a maid. Because if you can afford it, it's something someone else can do and have a job and provide for their family. Okay. When I wrote this post several years ago, it's been funny to me how many people, of course, I didn't even realize how many people read my blog that actually professionally clean houses. But other people, you know, that just have come on and have come and given their opinion, you know, and how much having this way to earn money for their family has blessed their family, and how much they enjoy blessing the people whose homes they clean. They enjoy giving these people a comfortable home that they can have. Okay. So providing a job for someone else when there's something you don't want to do, or even worse, like I experience on a regular basis, you just don't even do. And so then you live with the negative results of it, that you can actually afford to pay someone else to clean, and then someone else will have a job and they'll be able to provide for their family. I mean, you're helping the economy, people, by having someone come in and clean your house. It's a legitimate thing that you can hire someone out to do if you can afford it. Okay. I'm not saying you should have it if you can't afford it, but I am telling you that the people I know who have people clean their homes tell me, like, I have a friend who has someone clean her house. She has a very, you know, high pressure job. She says, she's like, if I lost my job, we would cut everything else out of the budget before we cut out our cleaning person. She's like, that would be the last thing that I would cut out of my budget. Think about that for a second. This is someone who's pretty frugal. Okay. That is how much of a help it is in her life to have that. Okay. So idealism. Idealism is great if you can live up to that idealism. But if it's idealism that keeps you from getting anything done, if it paralyzes you of I should be able to clean my house, whew, then, you know, don't let it paralyze you. Okay. It's not a positive thing to let idealism keep you from getting anything done. All right. But there's other things. There's one of the problems, you know, another aspect of this whole conversation that I'm having, and I feel like I'm being very preachy today. Sorry about that. But I think it's also really important to understand the reality of having someone clean your house, because here's the other thing that can happen. There's the idealism of I should be able to do this myself. I should, you know, when are my kids ever going to learn to keep the house clean if, you know, if we have somebody who comes in and cleans the house? But along those lines is the delusion that a lot of people like me, and I have really had to struggle against this delusion, but a lot of the delusion that we have of if I had a maid, everything would be perfect. My house would look great. Well, if I could afford someone to come in and clean my house would look great. And so that I don't clean my house because I'm just mad that I can't afford to have somebody clean my house. And that doesn't work either because, you know, ends up in a messy house and one that's not comfortable for the family and you can't function in it and survive in it. But so there's this delusion. You know, I wrote a post, I think it was in 2011. I don't remember. It was the first time that we went to Disney World with our kids. And, you know, when you're at Disney World, first of all, you only have like a certain limited amount of stuff. It's not like you're living in your real home. You're not cooking in there or anything. You have a maid that comes in every single day. And yet, our hotel room was pretty ridiculous. Okay. I mean, like the top of the counter or whatever, I showed this picture. The top of the counter is, you know, covered in water bottles or, you know, whatever it was. It was a disaster. you know, I mean, it could have been so much worse if we didn't have somebody coming in and cleaning it every day. But it was kind of a slap in the face because I was in the beginning, I think it was 2 years into blogging, and I've been blogging officially 6 years as of this week.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Projects, so many projects. Taking care of all the things gets overwhelming. So when I get that feeling of overwhelm, I know I need to take steps to make my mental well-being a priority. Having someone to talk to, like a BetterHelp therapist, can really help. This time of year is always busy, but with my youngest child graduating from high school, we have lots of extra projects that need my attention. I know from experience that these are the times when it feels extra helpful and essential to talk through my emotions with my therapist. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with a licensed therapist. The online platform simplifies the process. It's accessible and affordable. After answering a short questionnaire, you can choose whether you prefer to meet via phone call, video, or live chat, and you can plan your sessions at your convenience to suit your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/clean today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clean. Getting the most out of your grocery dollar can be challenging these days, to say the least. Having a focused plan for meals is the very best way that I have found to stay on budget. And that is why I love Prep Dish. Every week, I receive an email from Prep Dish with a meal plan and grocery list already made for me and step-by-step instructions for the one-hour prep session that sets me up for mealtime success all week long. And yes, I said 1 hour prep for a week's worth of dinners. That means I'm saving time as well as money. Choose from 4 meal plans to fit your eating style: gluten-free, paleo, low carb, and super fast. I really, really like Prep Dish's super fast menus, so I don't have to turn to takeout or processed convenience foods to feed my family fast. It's a game changer for working moms. The founder, Allison, is offering listeners a free 2-week trial to try it out. Check out prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean for this amazing deal. Again, that's prepdish.com/aslobcomesclean for your first 2 weeks free. This is a no-brainer. My new digital picture frame from Aura is honestly my new favorite thing. It is a beautiful frame that displays a new photo every 10 minutes. Y'all, I'm delighted every time I walk by my beautiful Aura frame. One frame, lots and lots of photos that I can enjoy. That is a great solution for what can be a clutter problem, right? So how does one frame show so many photos? Well, I preload photos onto the frame using a super simple app that Aura has. I have also shared the app with my kids so they can add photos to my frame anytime from wherever they are. Now that my kids are all traveling and moving to different cities, this is like a mama dream come true. So we are also loading up a frame with pictures for my mom for Mother's Day. It only took me 2 minutes to get started using my Aura app. You can upload an unlimited number of photos, invite others to share photos directly to your frame with no fees or memberships. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code CLEAN at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I was still kind of in that delusion of if I just had somebody to clean my house, then I wouldn't be in this mess. Well, here was the reality. I had someone coming in and picking up and straightening every day, and yet it still was embarrassing enough that I didn't want to leave my blinds open in my little hotel room. Okay. I didn't want somebody walking by and going, oh, wow, those people are messy. So the truth is sometimes that the idealism can keep you from hiring someone when you think, you know, when hiring someone would actually be very helpful. But then the delusion, people like me can go, oh, well, what's the point of me doing this? I'd rather think about how easy it would be if I had a maid, but since I can't have a maid, I'll never get it done. So then I never, you know, do what it takes to get it done. I don't know. It's all these idealism and delusions and all these things that I'm so good at, let me just tell you. Anyway, but that delusion isn't real. And I had a post that one of you wrote that I absolutely loved, and I published it the day after I published the post about my thoughts on hiring someone to clean your house and how if you can, you should. There's nothing wrong with it. Get over it. But this one I'm just going to read because I just love it. I think it is such a great reality check on having a housekeeper. She titled it Pros and Cons of Having a Housekeeper. She just sent me this email, and I wonder if you're still listening, because I think you said you found me on iTunes. So, Pros and Cons of Having a Housekeeper, and it's just very realistic about the great things and the things that really aren't what we always dream. So I'm just going to read it. Okay, this is not me speaking. I am married to someone who grew up in an immaculate home and with the belief that keeping things nice is a moral issue, not simply a preference. Maybe that's an exaggeration, she said. We've always struggled with housework as a couple, and it has been a constant strain on our marriage from the beginning. By the time the second baby was born, it reached a fever pitch and something had to change. We got a housekeeper, a weekly housekeeper. Don't all of us who struggle in this area believe that if we only had a housekeeper, all our problems would be solved? I know I did. So that was 2 years ago, and here I am reading your blog. Not to say housekeepers are useless. She still comes once a week, and I love her. She has improved the quality of our lives immensely, but I still struggle. I thought it may be helpful for you and potentially your readers to see what having a housekeeper can and cannot do for you. Number one, she cleans your house, but she can't clean if your stuff is covering every surface and floor in your house, which means every week I run around and yell at my kids for 2 hours before she comes. It never fails that I put this off until the last minute. The house looks and smells amazing when she leaves, and that lasts for up to 12 hours as long as everyone is asleep for most of that time. Then by the next day, the kitchen's a disaster, the floors are covered in toys, and the garbage can smells again. She does dishes, but not a full week's dishes. You still need to wash your dishes every day and do your laundry and clean off the table and sweep the floor. She costs money. We pay her $70 a week. There are times I think it is ridiculous to pay someone to clean our house. Number five, she does not declutter. But, okay, and here's the pros. She gets our house completely company ready every week. I have the comfort of knowing that that pile of dirty clothes has never been there for more than a week. I haven't cleaned a shower or bathtub in over 2 years, and they are both clean. When I have to run around because company is coming, which I still do, I'm done much quicker, and clearing off the bathroom counter reveals a clean sink and counter rather than a disgusting mess. It has improved my marriage. It is the one day a week we don't argue about the house. Maybe another exaggeration. The daily tasks from aslobcomesclean.com still come in handy and help the rest of the week run much more smoothly. Or at least I hope they will if I could actually get through a full week of doing them. This is me talking again. I love this very well thought out list of pros and cons, because that's the reality. It is not going to solve all your problems. And so we can't not clean our house because we think, oh, well, that would solve all my problems and that would be so much better, but I can't afford it. And so I'm just not even going to clean my house. I know it sounds crazy to people who don't understand, but if you're anything like me, you get what I'm saying. All right. But it also is such a great example of what it does. I mean, you know, she says right here, it's improved her marriage. It's helped her marriage. Yes, this is one of those things I had to discover over time, was decluttering and cleaning, not the same thing. They're really not the same thing. They're kind of two separate things. And, you know, having that, having to have everything picked up and decluttered and put away before the cleaning person comes. That's something that's kind of overwhelming to somebody like me, but at the same time, it's great motivation. And let me just kind of share a little bit where I am. I made a really exciting announcement this week on the blog, and that is that I have signed a contract with Thomas Nelson, the publishing company, to write two books, like two real, like hold them in your hands and turn the pages books, that are going to be in like real bookstores and things. So I'm very excited about that. But it's a little bit overwhelming. I have always wanted to be a writer, and I've worked over the last six whole years, to make turn this blog into my job. And, you know, this basically makes it official that writing is officially my job. And I do have a, you know, full-time job, even though I've been putting full-time hours into it for a long time. So I'm excited to be doing this, but I'm also overwhelmed, you know, with the idea of, okay, I've got to do this. And right or wrong, that has brought my husband and I to a point. I've shared before that we've hosted a home group in our home for our church. It's a group of, you know, people, anybody's invited. But it's just, you know, couples that come to our house on Sunday nights. And we've done that for 6 years. We actually started doing it right after I started the blog. And I remember my husband thinking, or, you know, looking at me like, are you insane, as I volunteered to do this? But it's been a great motivation over the years for us to, at least on Sunday night, our house is clean, which means on Monday, I just get to get going on the daily stuff. And I'm not worried about, you know, disaster recovery from the weekend, like happens on any time when I didn't have that. But our, you know, things have changed, and they've kind of changed the format some. And the kids, the home groups are going to involve not just, you know, parents, but as the whole entire family. And that, plus some other things we have going on, plus the fact that I am writing a book this fall, it's due November 20th, have me very overwhelmed. And my husband and I talked about it and decided that we were going to take off this fall from hosting our home group, which makes me really super sad because I love it. I love that social time. And it also makes me irritated with myself that I'm not wonderful enough to, you know, feel like I can have every nook and cranny. Cause honestly, let's just be honest, little kids, they open doors and cabinets and everything. And, I'm just not quite there in my, hospitality readiness, to be able to handle that. So that's, you know, that plus just the extra stress of, okay, it's not just getting my house, you know, surface a couple of rooms ready where I can stick the adults. It's got to be like in and out. Every last little bit has to be perfect. And anyway, I know I'm rambling, but my point is, it was a really hard decision for us to make, but we have made that to take off for this fall while I'm working on this book. But another thing, you know, I said to my husband, when I got this book deal was, okay, well, I'm going to get a maid. And of course, his response is not that he doesn't want me to get a maid, but that what is that going to do for your blog? Because I write about cleaning my house. Well, I'll tell you, I actually am at a point right now where I don't know what I'm going to do. I at one point thought I'm absolutely going to get a maid. And I mean, if I do, you can be sure that I will be telling you all the ins and outs of what it's like, and the good and the bad and the ugly and the wonderful and all that kind of stuff. I'll be sharing that on the blog because I think that's a legitimate, realistic thing that people, you know, with my brain condition need to understand. But right now, I don't know. I'm kind of panicking because I'm thinking, whew, I got to get my house completely clean before I can have a maid. Like that's my hang up right now, as I think, will I actually be able to do that? But then I look at it as well as being, okay, if I don't have the home group to get me to a certain level every week, maybe a maid would accomplish that same purpose every 2 weeks or even just once a month so that it doesn't get out of control. I don't know. I'm totally just kind of bleh-ing what I'm thinking right now. Because it is. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, and how would I find them? And what would I do if, you know, I get somebody who, it's all those same kind of hangups that people have shared on these posts that I was talking about today, you know, like, oh, how do I find somebody? What if I don't find somebody who's trustworthy? Blah, blah, blah. The one person who I'd kind of thought I would absolutely use her if I ever could, well, she's got a different job now. And so she's not cleaning houses anymore, you know? So it's kind of like, okay, what, you know, I going through this and just trying to work through it in my head. I'm just letting y'all know, as my listeners who I strive to always be completely honest with, that this is something that I'm considering. I don't know, but I can guarantee you that if I do hire somebody, you'll hear about it and you'll hear all the ins and outs about it. But, the truth is, do what you need to do in your home, do what you can do in your home. And If you can afford to have somebody come in and clean, great. Or what are some other ideas? What about a friend of mine and I talked about this. She brought it up and I actually said no because it scared me to have her come into my house. But she said we had kids the same age. Our kids were little bitty. And she said, hey, let's do a play date every week at each other's houses. We'll switch off and we'll clean each other's houses. And that way we can talk and clean at the same time and the kids can play. That is honestly the most brilliant idea in the world. But guess what? I didn't do it because of the overwhelm that I felt at the idea of getting my house to the point where I'd be willing to have her come in and help me clean in my house. I said no to a very close friend who offered to come clean my house after my second child was born. That's what she wanted to do for me. And I said no because I was too embarrassed. I regret those things. And now I'm in this position right now where realistically I could hire someone, I could bless them and I could have them come in and, I'm dealing with all those same emotions. So even though I'm going to preach this subject and I want to give you the freedom from, you know, just some random stranger on the internet that you don't even personally know, yes, I absolutely believe that if you can have a maid, you should. But I also acknowledge that there are real hangups that are real reasons that keep people, you know, from doing this. So I will keep you informed on if and when anything happens for me in that area. But like I said, I am super excited about this book deal. The first book will be released. Did I say it was two books? Anyway, it is. The first one will be released January of 17. It's due November 20th of this year, 15. So yeah, you kind of see how long of a process that is, but I'm really excited about it. I started the blog because I wanted to be a writer. And so this is a dream come true. And it's just exciting to think of expanding kind of our little slob club into more people who need to hear. And there are just people who they're not on the internet. And so this will be a way to kind of expand that. And I know that there are I get a lot of requests for paper books instead of eBooks. And I do understand that. So this will be great for those people who need to hold something in their hands to read. But thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that you will go to aslobcomesclean.com and look in the sidebar at the eBooks that I have available up on the menu bar as well, just below the header. I have a link to all of my eBooks, including one called Giving God the Worst of Me. And that one is completely free, but it's my heart in an eBook. And if you haven't read it, I would encourage you to read that one. It is the story of how all this began because I totally get the strangeness of the fact that I'm writing a book that has anything to do with cleaning and organizing when I'm me and I am not perfect. But one of the reasons that I went with Thomas Nelson, I really loved the conversation that I had with the acquiring editor. We talked and she was just so on board and I felt like she really got what it is that I do. And I asked her this question. I said, okay, what are you going to do the day after the book is released when there's all this hype and excitement? And then the next day or the next week, I show a picture of my messy master bedroom that has gotten completely out of control because I was working on a book launch. I said, what are you going to do? And she said, yep, that's fine. She said, you don't change the way that you're doing things. And I really appreciate that.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Those of you who are listening all the way to the end, because we're almost at 30 minutes, I hope you understand that too. And my goal is to be honest. I'm sure I'm not completely honest, because who really is? But that's always my goal, to share with you just the reality, because guess what? This is not a get your house clean and, oh, good, you're done for the rest of your life. I so wish it was. But there's always different ways to do things. Maybe there's a season of life where having a cleaning person makes sense. And then there's other seasons of life where that's just not an option. Or, you know, one thing I've read, I think it was in a book called How Not to Be a Messy. It was a really long time ago. But she, you know, she recommended hiring someone just for one time, just to come in one time and clean and clean alongside you. Another thing that some people had suggested in the comments on this post that I've been talking about was hiring someone each season, you know, hiring someone to come in and help you clean before you put up Christmas decorations, or help you clean for spring cleaning or whatever, you know, just not feeling like I've got to hire someone once a week. I would say that the norm for people who have a consistently hired cleaning person is usually more like every other week as opposed to weekly. And I'm sure that the costs vary everywhere, but, you know, just start asking around if this is something that is in your budget and it could possibly be something that you could do. But thank you so much for joining me, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.